This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news for Jefferson and Clallam counties for Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. This afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. is the Envision Golf Course Project launch. It's a meet and greet for the community to initiate the PT Golf Course and Mountain View Commons concept planning, and will be taking place at both the Mountain View Commons and the golf course simultaneously. You can find out more and comment online by going to the City of PT website, cityofpt.us, and click on Hot Topics. The Jefferson County Board of County Commissioners meeting took place yesterday, and Dr. Tom Locke, who was in for Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bentz, Director of Emergency Management, spoke to the commissioners during the public health briefing. This was the final weekly briefing in October and for the foreseeable future. The 31st is the fifth Monday of the month, so the board isn't meeting. And then the public health briefings are going to one per month on the third Thursday of the month. So the next public health briefing should be November 21st. In Jefferson County, the two-week COVID case rate is 240 per 100,000. Two people are currently hospitalized. 36 new cases were added this week for a total of 6,110 cases. No additional deaths were reported this week in Jefferson County. The total count of COVID-19-related deaths stands at 32. Dr. Locke said, "We are doing okay now, but this lull we are experiencing locally will likely give way to another surge." He used the analogy of a three-act play to describe the pandemic. He said, "We are still in Act 2, and the beginning of Act 3 will reveal how prepared we are for the end of the pandemic." The South and the Eastern U.S. are starting to see a rise in flu cases early. European countries and Singapore are seeing another surge in COVID cases. And here in the U.S., there is a rise of respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, a common respiratory virus that usually causes mild cold-like symptoms. Most people recover in a week or two, but RSV can be serious, especially for infants and older adults. These increases in flu and RSV cases are not surprising, Dr. Locke said. After 2 years of mask wearing and quarantine, there is not an abundance of community immunity to fend off these infections. The best course of action, he said, is to get the flu shot, get the COVID bivalent booster before the holidays, wear a mask in indoor settings, and increase ventilation wherever possible in indoor settings. Avoid large gatherings. The next two COVID-19 mutations of concern are probably coming our way in the next month to 6 weeks, and they are both immunity avoidant. That is, they can get by even our double and triple boosted immunity, but having the vaccines and even being exposed to COVID in the community can help keep those cases mild and out of the hospital. Willie Bentz said that 100 slots were reserved in a covalent booster clinic held this past Saturday. An additional 60 people waited in line to receive their covalent booster at Blue Heron School in Port Townsend. The covalent mRNA booster shot, as well as the Novavax shot and booster, are available at your local pharmacy. The Novavax booster is still based on the original virus, but is available to those who wouldn't or couldn't get the mRNA vaccine. There is a mobile vaccination clinic for anyone 6 months or older this coming Sunday. A vaccination booster clinic, Moderna, Pfizer, and Novavax, Sunday, October 30th, at the Quimper Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, 233 San Juan Avenue in Port Townsend, 1 to 4 p.m., ages 6 months and older. There are links on the transcript to sign up for that vaccine clinic. Submit your public health questions to Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bentz by emailing contactus@kptz.org by Friday, November 18th at noon, to be answered the following Monday, November 21st. The project to rebuild the existing North Jetty in the historic Point Hudson Marina is on schedule. However, working nights during low tides are required to complete excavation near the shoreline. Weather permitting, Orion Marine will perform the night work beginning the evening of this coming Thursday, October 27th, and will continue until Saturday, October 29th for 3 nights. Work will take place between the hours of 6 p.m. and 4:30 a.m. There may be minor noise and light disturbances associated with the work. If there are concerns, you can get in touch with the port at 360-620-0079. For more information, please visit the project page on the port's website, portofpt.com. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.